Shut up. Just shut up, will you? I can't. I've got the best news ever. The apostles had been warned, stop talking about Jesus or else. But that did not shut them up. They counted the cost and preached Jesus anyway. Why? They had never known such love, joy, or meaning as they now experienced in their relationships with Christ, His mercy and forgiveness. The hope He extended transformed them, and there was no going back. Besides, all of them knew people who had been miraculously healed or set free from evil spirits by one of the Holy Spirit-filled apostles. No, they could not, would not, refute the power of God at work amongst them. The rest of Acts chapter 5 records the back and forth. God doing signs and wonders, the apostles preaching Jesus, then the Jewish leaders trying to silence them by throwing them in jail. When they got out of jail, they went right back to the temple, preaching the gospel, starting at daybreak. Not even a merciless flogging deterred them. But why? At the risk of their very lives, the apostles share the love of Jesus Christ every chance they get. Clearly, the punishments are getting worse. Doesn't matter. This is not reasonable, is it? Reminds me of the patient saying to his physician, "Doctor, doctor, it hurts when I do this." To which the doctor replies, "So don't do that." Peter, John, and the other apostles were devoted to the cause of Christ, regardless of the personal cost. Are you? Am I? We know Christ followers around the world are tortured, imprisoned, and killed because they share the gospel with others, refusing to renounce their own faith. Again, I say, this is not reasonable behavior on the part of the Christian. So, why? The other day I asked the question, why God? Regarding his swift, severe punishment of lying, prideful Ananias and Sapphira, Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. But today, looking at verses 12 to 42, I am asking the other way, why, Peter? Why, John? Just shut up about Jesus and all will go well for you. But no. Why? Peter and the apostles replied, we must obey God rather than people. Peter broke it down again. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had murdered by hanging him on a tree. God exalted this man to his right hand as ruler and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him. Eyewitnesses, the most important evidence in a court of law. Eyewitnesses, many of them to Jesus' own teaching and miraculous healings. Also, eyewitnesses, many within earshot of Jesus on the Mount of Olives when he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. Two things. They would not be silenced because they simply knew too much. First, the apostles knew their lives were so beautifully different as they worshiped God together, praying, reading scripture, encouraging, and taking care of one another. Second thing, they knew Jesus had told them face to face, you, go tell others what you have seen and experienced. You be my witnesses. Period. And they obeyed. Peter, we must obey God rather than people. You know, one of my worst nightmares is me standing before God just about to enter heaven, when one of my neighbors arrives at the pearly gates at the same time. But she is not going to enter heaven, but rather will be separated from God forever. She turns and looks at me and says, "Why? Oh, why didn't you tell me about Jesus? Why didn't you tell me about heaven? You knew this truth, but you didn't share it with me?" Now, of course, it is not likely to go just like that, but you get the point. Jesus commissioned us to tell others about his great love, about the greatest meaning in life, the only true hope, and the one pure joy, a relationship with Jesus Christ. You and I possess the best news ever. Listen.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. Couldn't be further from the truth. What if I were the one to tell you? Help themselves and press on, get it right, otherwise get left behind. Some say he's keeping score, so try hard, then try a little more. But hold up, if this were true,